And welcome now to the midday for a Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and of course, it's high summer in Wisconsin, and one of the things that comes with summer is the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra's Concerts on the Square, which play to audiences of 20 or 30,000, and tonight, of course, and tomorrow night, both promise to be very nice. The concert is tomorrow night, the next one, and the soloist for the occasion will be playing the Rococo Variations of Tchaikovsky with the Chamber Orchestra, and she's with me here, and her name is Miriam K. Smith. Welcome to the Midday, Miriam.
Thank you.
Well, you have already had a busy summer.
Yes, I have been playing in many, many places.
You played, let's see, well, not this summer, but before that, I guess, a couple of times in Carnegie Hall.
Yes, and I've also played with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, and I played in Vermont at the Green Mountain Chamber Festival.
And then what are you going to do then when you're in seventh grade? Any plans for next year?
At the moment, I have no plans for next year.
That's okay. Sometimes you need to have a little slack in there to sit back and think about things.
Yes.
Well, tell me about where you're from and your education so far and when you started playing the cello. Can you remember all three of those questions?
Yes. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I am homeschooled, and I started playing the cello when I was four.
Mm-hmm. Did you have musicians in your family?
Yes. My mom is an oboist, and my dad is a music theorist.
And so why did that spell cello for you?
Well, my parents just picked the cello
they
for me.
They just told you that's what it was going to be, and so that's what it is.
Yep.
Was that something you were happy about?
Yeah, and I guess it worked out.
Seems to have worked out so far. Yeah, 7 years now, and you're still playing the cello, and very well, too.
Yeah.
And so tell us about your cello, too, then.
My cello is a 1900s Boutode, and my bow is an Houchard.
Houchard, okay. Mm-hmm. And you've been together with this instrument for how long?
About a year now.
Mm-hmm. And is this a full-size cello?
No, it is a three-quarter size.
Three-quarters. So you're going to be working up to a full size, do you think, eventually?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That would be the plan?
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me about these recordings that you've made.
Well, I just released my new CD, and on that CD I recorded the Beethoven 7 Variations, the Pompeiana No. 2 by Jean Estera, the Schubert Arpeggione Sonata, and the Rostropovich Humoresque, and the Rachmaninoff Vocalise.
Well, that's a very nice combination.
Yes.
And tell us about the Beethoven that we're going to be hearing in a moment, to these 7 variations. What do you have to do to play these?
Well, it is a very simple piece, but yet it is my favorite piece because it is the most delightful and charming piece I have ever played.
Of the many that you've played?
Yes.
And it's fairly long as variations go, too. So, I mean, do you ever get tired playing this piece?
No.
No.
I don't think I will ever get tired.
You have stamina?
Yes.
You have stamina from some of the other disciplines that you have entered into?
Yes.
Like dancing?
Yes. I do ballet.
Mm-hmm. You've won a couple of prizes doing ballet, is that right?
Yes.
Won a couple of competitions?
Yes, I was in the top 9 in the Young American Grand Prix competition in Indiana.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And are there other physical activities in which you engage that would build your stamina as a cellist?
Yes, I do Krav Maga martial arts.
Can you spell that? Never mind. If it turns up in a spelling bee, fine. So what is this form of martial arts?
It is the Israeli form of martial arts.
And what's different about it?
In this martial arts, you only defend. You don't really attack.
Okay. But is there sparring involved then? Sounds like there is.
Yes, sometimes, yeah.
Okay, and how do you do with that?
Pretty well, considering that I'm the smallest in the class. Mm-hmm. Not great.
Does this require you to jump higher if you're smaller?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, all of that, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, would actually help you as a musician.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That, as I say, stamina, maybe even some self-confidence?
Yes.
And if you get mad at one of the critics, then you know how to handle him, right?
Yep.
Just kidding. It's not going to happen. They will all love you. Well, so this Beethoven is very charming, you say? Seven variations. And you have a pianist for this?
Yes.
And the pianist is?
Jacob Miller.
All right. And are you ready to hear this? Have you heard it lately?
Yeah. It's been a while. I'm just kidding.
Not too long, I'm guessing. All right, here it is. Seven variations by Beethoven. The cellist, my guest today, Miriam K. Smith, and the pianist is Jacob Miller.
Thank you.
Seven variations on by Meine Welche Liebe Fühlen from the works of Mozart, the variations by Beethoven, and the cellist for the occasion, my guest, Miriam K. Smith, and the pianist was Jacob Miller. And having heard that again, Miriam, what did you think?
Sounded pretty good.
Pretty good. I think it sounded pretty good, too. Right. How about the recording experience? Have you recorded a lot?
No, this was my first album.
And how did it strike you, the whole experience? I mean, it's different from performing for a live audience, right?
Yes, it is way different. There are certain things that you need to fix and make clearer. And since the mics are right on you, you can't, like, project as much as you would in a performance.
So the dynamics are different.
Right.
And what about like retakes and all that? How many retakes did you have to do?
Oh, yes. Each piece probably 15 to 20.
So you had it down pretty well by then. I mean, did it not... A lot of retakes anyway. We don't know exactly, but it seemed like 15 or 20 anyhow.
Yeah.
So how would you compare, and you've done a lot of course performing before audiences just one time through, how would you compare those two experiences?
Well, it's a lot harder to focus for a lot of chunks of time.
When you record.
When we record, and it's much easier to just play in a performance.
One time through.
Yes.
For better or worse.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What about the role of the audience?
Yeah, I had trouble when I was recording because I'm so used to playing for audiences and getting them involved. But with recording, there's no audience, really.
Right. So how do you work up the kind of the excitement, the enthusiasm that you get when you have an audience?
Well, you just have to kind of use your imagination and pretend that there is a whole hall full of people.
We do that a lot in radio.
Yes.
So So you like both, but one is just very different from the other, or what do you think?
I would say I like performing a lot better than recording.
for an audience. Well, you will have an audience tomorrow, maybe 25 or 30,000 people at that concert on the square. How do you feel about that?
I'm very excited.
You're very excited? You think it's kind of like a big wave that you can ride, all that audience enthusiasm?
Yep.
And these Rococo variations, you've played them many times by now, I would guess, even at the ripe old age of 11 and a half or so?
Yes. I first played them when I was 10, actually.
Oh, that far back.
Yeah.
So you feel you have a kind of a personal relationship, that you have your own Miriam K. Smith stamp that you put on the pieces that you play?
Yes.
That makes it your own and not anybody else's. But how do you go about then studying these pieces?
Well, I first listened to recordings and then I learned the pieces by ear, and then I can just add my own little touches and finishing.
And your
things.
Teacher encourages you to do this?
He doesn't actually tell me to do that, but he's totally fine with me doing it.
Well, that sounds like a great teacher to me. I mean, once you play the notes, I mean, the right notes, then it's up to you a little bit to personalize it, isn't it?
Yes.
In fact, it might even be inevitable.
Yep.
That when you're taking on this piece, that you would have some personality in it. Do you think it changes at all with each time you play it? I mean, might you play it differently on a cloudy day than on a sunny day?
Oh, yes. It always changes.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would it even be possible, do you think, Miriam, to play it the same way exactly twice?
No.
All these circumstances would make it different.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, what about this piece by Rostropovich? We don't think of him so much as a composer as, of course, a very famous cellist.
Yeah. This Humoresque was the only piece that he wrote by himself. So it is very fast and furious and fun to play.
All right. Sounds very succinct. Here we go. Surprised the instrument didn't catch fire. That's a lot of very serious, fast, intense playing. Where did you come across that piece, Miriam?
Well, my teacher introduced it to me, and I thought it would be very fun to play and try to play.
And it was fun.
Yes.
Now this and the pieces, the other pieces we've heard, the Beethoven, is both of them are on the CD that you have released?
Yes.
Along with, let's see, a piece by Ginastera, and then also the well-known Arpeggione Sonata of Franz Schubert.
Yes.
Which was written for an instrument that nobody plays anymore, but cello seems to be the default instrument for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite a good variety of pieces that you have on this debut CD of yours.
Yes, it's very fun.
Okay. Well, it's going to be very fun, I'm sure, tomorrow when you play the Rococo Variations for the concert on the square in Madison.
Yes, I'm very excited.
And then where are you going after that in your career, Miriam?
I'm going to play here in January again.
Back at the Masterworks series with the Chamber Orchestra. Let's see, the Saint-Saëns Cello Concerto?
Yes.
That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And some things in between, too, though.
Yes.
There will be school in the fall.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Will this be 7th grade, then?
Actually, 8th.
8th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, 8th grade. All the way up there. Okay. Well, you're... really somebody with a future. All mapped out with a lot of fun in it and a lot of hard work, too.
Yes.
Well, thank you for sharing some of your artistry and some of your thoughts with us during the midday today.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to hearing more from Miriam K. Smith. And what does the K stand for?
Kaiulani.
Mm-hmm. And where does that name come from?
The last Hawaiian princess.
Well, you know, I'm guessing that if you were to Google yourself, you would not find another person with exactly your name. Pretty safe bet there. And as I say, we'll look forward to hearing more from Miriam K. Smith starting tomorrow with the concert on the square.